And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herbs yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after this kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. Hello again. I want to talk about trust. You see, a lot of us have a hard time in the waiting room. You see, that is when we're waiting for our breakthrough. And I'm going to be honest with you. I'm one of those people. I have a hard time with patience. God knows this. He created me. But if God can't trust us in the dry place, then how is he supposed to trust us when he gives us harvest? You see, we have to learn how to be patient. And I know it's hard. Being patient, like I said, is not one of my virtues, you know, and it is hard because that is when the enemy really goes off. You see, I've had two or three temper tantrums in the last couple of weeks over me not things put like that, things not going my way. And understand, I don't want things to go my way. I want them to go the way that God needs them to go in order for me to get to the next level. You see, I know that there is a breakthrough coming soon. I know God is going to make supernatural provisions for me to get to the next level. However, I have to learn how to be patient in the dry place. There's nothing wrong with waiting, you know, a little bit. But at that same time, God is building us. We have to ask God for the strength, and we also have to ask him for health, because it is hard. It really is, especially when you're used to things going a certain way. See, when you're in the world, like I said before, things go easy. They come easy. It's like everything, you know, is handed to you on a silver platter. But that's because you're not doing God's will. You're doing your own will, because that's really what you're doing. You're doing Satan's will. Anytime you're doing stuff for yourself and you're in the flesh, yes, you are doing Satan's will. That is why you notice he's not fighting you. But he's fighting you at every turn when you're trying to do God's will and God's work. And some of us really, really need to understand that at the end of the day, even though Satan has full, you know, range right now, free range, I mean, that at the end of the day, this is God's world. It's going to be how God wants it to be. But he's sitting back, and, you know, a lot of us need to be glad that he is giving us a little time, but I don't think we're on a large scale of time. I think time is really running out, because there's an urgency, and because I'm watching how Satan is moving in my life. I know my purpose is big, and I know that he has pulled out all the stops in my life, from staying on cursed land to, you know, family members, you know, being used and manipulated, and, you know, people astral projecting. Oh, yeah, it's a lot going on right now, you know, and we live in a spiritual world, and right now we are in war. And if you are a chosen one, you are fighting right now. But God needs to know that he can trust us. How is he going to bless us if we can't handle, you know, the small things? See, the thing about the people in the world that are selling their souls, like most of these celebrities, you know, out there, yeah, they're getting things fast. They're getting them what they want because he doesn't put them through what I call spiritual boot camp. He gives it to them because he knows. See, the enemy likes to have something over your head. And so he gives you whatever you go and ask him for, but you better believe there's a price to pay. And that price is your soul. What does it profit a man to gain the world but lose his very soul? Like, really? You know, even though it's hard at times to be waiting, but we just know that God has not brought us this far to fail us. You know, there is someone right now like me that is sitting in the waiting room and looking at their clock. But another thing we have to learn how to do is stop looking at our clock, because it's not going to go by our clocks. It's going to go by God's, you know, clock. But the thing about God is before God blesses us, he makes sure that we're ready for whatever blessing he's going to bestow on us. And as long as I've been waiting, I know my blessing is huge. I know that provision is being made, but I also know that the enemy likes to come in and he likes to agitate and he likes to, his only goal is to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants to destroy what it is that God has for us, but please understand, he can delay it and he can distract us, but he cannot take it from us. You know, what we need to do right now while we are in the waiting room is be praying for our family members. Those of us that have children, grandchildren, we need to ask God to put a hedge of protection around them. But at the end of the day, we need to ask for angelic help, and we have every right to ask for that help, whatever it takes. You know, at first I was thinking, like, God, why would you give me this assignment if you would not give me any help? But he has given me help. He's given me the Bible, you know, and at this period of time, although it's taking a while for my, you know, provisions to come through or whatever, I'm getting to know the Bible, and every day I'm getting closer to God. You know, I'm getting closer and I'm praying more and I'm loving it, because I actually love to pray for people. I really do. Like when I'm working a prayer line or something, and someone calls and, you know, they're in turmoil and tears or whatever, and by the time I'm off of that call, they're telling me how great, thankful they are that, you know, I'm praying with them and I'm there to pray with them, that makes me feel special. That makes me feel like I've accomplished what I was sent to do, because I gave them that hope and I know that God is there and he's going to answer their prayer, you know. Sometimes that's all people need, is to know that there someone's listening to them and that someone understands. And that is why I am here. You know, I want to be that bridge. I don't want to see nobody, even my worst enemy, you know. And trust me, I know that I have a lot of enemies. Just for the simple fact is I am, you know, of God, and I, you know, choose to follow Christ. I don't even want to see my worst enemy. People that I know have purposely set up traps for me and made things hard for me. I don't want to see nobody go to hell. What I know about hell is horrible. I don't want to be no place where God is not. Where, you know, it's bad enough to know that, you know, we have a unrelentless hater called Satan and his agents of chaos, because that's what they are. But at the end of the day, I know that God is there, because believe you me, if God was not there, none of us would be here. Because like I said before, instead of him letting us live out our God-given purposes and, you know, doing what we were sent here to do, he would rather us, you know, just take us out, just flat out take us out, because that would make it easier on him. You know, I cannot understand the greed of this entity, how greedy, like he has dang near the whole world under his thumb right now, but he would rather have everybody endure his misery because he's already know he's lost. However, I think that he thinks if he has the numbers that some kind of way he's going to overturn God. But, you know, we all know that that's not going to happen. How are you, a created being, going to overturn our creator who created us, who knows each and every one of us? You know, and that's why he spends so much time torturing the chosen ones, are trying to stop us. And when we are in our dry land is when he really attacks the hardest. And we are close to that breakthrough. But see, understand that God has us here for a reason, because God just does not just, first off, God's not going to set us up to fail. That's what he doesn't do. And he always gives us a warning before things just go AWOL in our life. And if we choose to listen the first time something goes wrong, fine. But if we don't, then, you know, whatever happens, happens. And a lot of us want to get mad because, you know, oh, God didn't give me warning. Yes, there's always a warning. My experience with anything with God is always gives us a warning. See, the enemy doesn't. The enemy just comes and attacks and attacks and attacks. But know that the hardest time that you are ever going to have to face is that time when you are waiting for your breakthrough. But God has to be able to trust us. So, yes, I fell apart two or three times, probably, you know, have put myself back maybe a couple of days or so from my breakthrough. But I know my breakthrough is close. You know, you know, when you feel like the walls are closing in and the enemy is constantly coming at you with this and that, see, because the enemy likes to remind us of, you know, our failures, because we've all had them. You know, he likes to remind us of things, but trust and believe, we work with God now. Those of us that have picked up our cross, that are in the, you know, the battle, we are going to be okay. It might take some time. And I love the fact that while I'm sitting here now, put it like this, because it's only been a couple of days now. I love the fact that God has given me the opportunity to get to know him a little better and to get to know how he operates, or, you know, to read the Bible and learn things. And, you know, I'm trying to get to that point. See, I'm gonna leave you with a story. You see, a few years back, I had an uncle that passed away, and I took it real, real hard. I took it like super hard. But I can remember picking up the Bible back then, and this has been, I'd say, whew, maybe over 20 years. Anyways, I remember picking up a Bible, and I can remember reading the Bible. And once I read it, and I didn't have a problem with death anymore. I did not have a problem with death. It's like God just took away all my tears. Don't get me wrong. Yes, you know, people have passed away and I mourned or whatever, but I didn't mourn to the level I was mourning for my uncle when it first happened. You know, it was like a comfort came over me, and I just knew that everything was going to be okay. And I'm praying to get to that point to find those Bible verses that are going to help me through when I have to go through a waiting period, to where I'm at peace. I know everything's going to be good, and I know I'm close to that. But it is only when we are in those darkest times that we can, you know, we have the time and opportunity, because once that breakthrough comes through, believe you me, you're not going to have time to be sitting on here worrying about woulda, shoulda, coulda, and all this other stuff, because you are going to be going to the next level. And understand, everyone cannot go to the next level with you. I know a lot of that hurts. You know, we want to take our loved ones with us and all that stuff, but that's not how it works, because, you know, a lot of times our loved ones aren't quite there yet. You know, we might be there, but they are not necessarily there. So we have to accept it. And yes, it took me a while to even accept that part of it, because you want to take your loved ones with you, you know, but let's just be honest. Everybody, like my grandmother always said, everybody ain't safe. You can't expect them to act like they are. So, I take that with the, well, all honesty, I understand it now because all of us aren't ready. There are still some people that want to please the world or whatever, but understand this world is dying and it's dying fast. And we need to understand. I don't want no parts of the world. No parts of the world. None of it. Like I said, I was in the world. I wasn't a nice person. I didn't always do things, the godly way, and I didn't have that conviction. I'm thankful for conviction. Conviction is one of the best things that you can have because that is discernment beyond anything else. But like I said, God has to be able to learn to trust us in the dry spot. Because when that harvest comes, and believe you, if you are in that dry spot right now, you are in that this waiting room right now, trust and believe your breakthrough is on its way. So just know that. Like I said, love y'all. Y'all take care. Those that want to keep listening, fine. I will try to post something every day or every other day, but just know that I'm in the beginning processes, of a lot of things. So just hold tight. Remember, God loves us. And just because you're in the waiting room does not mean he does not hear you. If anything, right now, he's here watching how you're getting through it because, like I said, he has to be able to trust us. So, love y'all. Y'all take care. Have a blessed one.